It's midnight, and you know what that means, don't ya? Welcome, citizens, to the What I Wish I Didn't Know show. My name is Gilroy McFadden, and I am your host. It is 5 o'clock on July 19th. The temperature is 95 degrees with 100% humidity. With the heat index, that's 107. Today, I am getting drug to one of the most insidious of female plots, a co-worker's wedding. Marriage will be taking place at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Waterloo, Iowa. The happy couple's names are Heather and Dustin. Oh God, please let me die. What unholy gods have I offended? This marriage is between two people that I do not know. I am not a friend of theirs, I am not a friend of anybody that they're related to, and I am not a friend of anybody that they are friends with. The reason my girlfriend is dragging me to this wedding is not because she is related to either Heather or Dustin, or that she is even friends with Heather or Dustin. Nor is she friends or related to anybody that is a friend or a relative of Heather or Dustin. As far as I can tell, the only connection is that she is co-workers with Heather. Nope! I forgot to bring a book. Hey! It turns out St. Mary's is on the extreme wrong side of the tracks. I am so glad I chose the skinhead look to come over to this side of town with. We will not be leaving anything of value in the car today.
Just reading through the program here. Turns out the parents of the bride are named Dick and Kitty. What are the odds of that, huh?
Here we go. A wedding in 17 parts.
Part 1.
Do you think that's supposed to be Jesu or is that Miss Bone?
I think it should have the S on the end, probably.
So it should be Jesus, Joy of Man's
Derriere. No, Jesus.
Yeah. Is that Jesu, Joy of Man's Derriere? Desire, okay.
You
there's
should
no
know,
S.
It's Catholic.
There's no S.
It's Catholic.
Jesse, Joy of Man's DR.
Part 2.
It's like the ballpark version of Canon in D. Next up, take me out to the ball game.
Sour note in 3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
Please let somebody not show.
Part 3. Part 15.
May God, the Almighty Father, give you his joy and bless you and your children and the people of faith.
Amen.
May the only Son of God have mercy on you and help you in good times and in bad and the people of faith.
Amen.
May the Holy Spirit of God always fill your heart and your soul and the people of faith.
Amen.
Now, may God bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Part 16.
It's with great joy that Queen of Peace Curie presents her love this evening, Heather and Mrs. Wendell.
Part 17. Reception. I have no clue where I'm going. Oh wait, that car looks like they know where they're going. I'll follow them. Foiled. I thought for sure when I escaped the reception line outside of the church that I would not have to go through one, but they fooled us and put it at the reception hall. No free food tonight. Why did I forget my book? Oftentimes, when I get bored, I like to drum. Here's the Kilroy drum section. Yes. I'm losing my balance. Getting ready to pass out, as a matter of fact.
Good, how are you? Thank you very much. Hi. Thank you. This is Kim. Thank you.
The boyfriend of Kim?
Hey,
how are you doing?
Thank you.
Enjoy. Exhibit A. Kilroy McFadden, stuck at a wedding where he knows nobody. Girlfriend is ignoring him, and there is nobody to talk to. So, plan B, get very, very drunk. And perhaps, talk to the help.
Scott, you're back.
Yes, I am. Can I get 3 more whiskey sours, please? When you're ready. Plan B has worked. I'm so drunk, I'm nearly seeing double. Right now, I am walking out to my girlfriend's car to retrieve for her a package of cigarettes. Marlboro Ultralight. I swear to you, the What I Wish I Didn't Know show has not been taken over by the What Do You Know show from NPR. But I am going to steal their musical interlude idea. You know, it wasn't all bad. I found a piano player downstairs at the Elks Lodge, and I realize this is kind of longish, but it's the only thing I have to revel in as a good memory, so if you need to go to the bathroom or go get yourself something to eat, we are about midway through the show.
In spite of the cool piano player that I discovered in the Elks Lounge bar downstairs, this may be the most bored I've ever been in my life. After sitting downstairs for the most part of an hour, I have unfortunately been snagged by my girlfriend to come sit at the table where she is, and I have been ignored ever since. So here I sit by myself talking to my tape recorder. I'll give you an idea of how bad it is. My girlfriend is currently talking to the bride, who I have not been introduced to yet. And I'm not going to be introduced to her because she's walking away.
Hey, I know. Let's find out what these people talk about when they get together after hours.
I'm very impressed. They actually have Bud Light.
Is it Bud Light? Good. I'm all about, it must be Bud Light, but I can't tell the freaking difference anyway, so.
I saw the lid on one of the cakes.
Cake toppers? Cake toppers?
I can usually tell the difference, though, between Bud Light and...
I would think I usually can.
Miller Light.
I know we were just talking to the bar, but to be able to go out all night. Friday night used to be the start of something fun, and now Friday night is like Blockbuster. Let's go before 10 because I'm not going to be able to stay up for a movie, and it's weird. And the next day, I'm done. If I've had 3 beers the night before, I'm out. Don't count on me for a day.
Yeah, it's amazing how one day you realize you just can't do that anymore.
It sucks. It sucks to realize that. Oh, I can't. I can't even remember the last time Brett and I seriously like went out on Friday night and didn't come home from the bar. I can't remember. I bet it's been our wedding.
I can't have been out there
the last time I did.
It's probably my bachelor
party. He didn't.
That was probably your last time you
got
your bachelor party, wasn't it?
That was so much fucking fun.
That was
God
awesome.
Damn it.
That was such a cool night.
I'm just so glad to like meet up with Brett and my brother.
That was cool because you like spend time at your bar.
Yeah, we're not one of those cheesy couples that have to be together. It's just that my friends are my husband's friends, so if I'm not with them, I'm not having all that much fun. I mean, we had fun with the stripper, don't get me wrong. But
you obviously didn't have to pay for it, right?
Oh, our stripper,
he was fun.
I thought he was really cute.
I wish you could have came party with us, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would have been nice. Yeah, he was cute. Yeah, he sure was. And we have these pictures.
Amy Jo's so embarrassed she doesn't want him to come here.
I know, I would think so.
It's 9:15 for a wedding that started at 5, and still, the dollar dance is not even over yet. As the night wears on and the hour of 10 approaches, I realize that weddings are really just something we do for our girlfriends. Because if left to our own devices, we men would never, ever attend a wedding unless our sisters or our best friends made us. At this point on the dance floor, there are zero men. Not only are there no men on the dance floor, but it may very well be that we're not even welcome until a slow song starts. I am, at this point, being ignored in exactly the same way that would get me in trouble if I ignored her. Ironically, at the end of the evening, I'm going to end up being the one in trouble. In trouble for not trying to participate in co-worker conversation. So I went out and I did the chicken dance with my girlfriend so that she won't feel bad about ignoring me for the next half hour while she talks to the big circle of work friends. Thus, as fucked up as that sounds, it'll keep me out of trouble. Someone got drunk and wrote a poem. It was the mom.
say something. Long for a quick little pause here. I've been doing this for probably 23 years. And I've been to this particular hall probably 10 or 12 times. And in all that time, I want to say that you guys, this group, have been the best group I've ever played for in this building. So give you guys all a round of applause. That's something to be said.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to bear with me here. The following is nearly 3 minutes long, but it is the longest, most interesting, and really the only conversation I had with anybody all night. Enjoy.
I'll just wait till you see the screensaver tomorrow on Monday. Doing the chicken dance.
You got that on video?
I got it. I got it on film!
No, I didn't get the video, but I got a picture of him, and I said, because he's our supposed guru of computers, and he thinks he's just all that. Anyway, so I took a picture, and I said, this is going to be on your computer on Monday. You do the chicken dance on the screen, so. And he's like,
Why do you call him the supposed guru?
Let's see, one guy. That's what his title is. Bingo.
He can't fix anything?
What time?
That's better than working for a living, I guess.
I wish it frickin' rained. Windy for you. You're a rook.
I hope it waits till Monday so I get to be out in it.
What?
The rain.
The rain?
I love the rain.
It's better way, but especially because we just filled
in
the pond and we just got new grass trying to come up. And we're watering every night. A whole acre.
Have you lifted up any of the corners yet and see if the roots have hit the dirt? Or are they still inside?
We hydro-seeded it.
Oh, okay.
So, who knows? It's hard to tell. Because
it
gets
into... The shit goes
right
out of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't even get into the dirt.
It's really weird. I mean, I've never seen it before. I've only seen regular grass, and I've seen sod. But I've never seen hydro-seed, so I'm, like, clueless. So, yeah.
It looks like it's doing fine.
It's just, I mean, we took a year just to tear out all the trees because we're in the woods. So it took us a year just to tear out all these big oaks and all that just so we could build our house in there. So then we spent 9 months building the house.
Well, they should have had it in. Wow.
Now we're trying to do the grass, and I said, you know what? Yeah, this new house we've been living in since November 3rd.
You spilled that water.
Over 6 months, and I've been able to sit on this freaking couch and enjoy this house. Ew. Let me relax.
Have you ever
been there? I kind of get the impression this is the first new house you've ever owned.
What?
Brand new house?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had 1899, my first house. And I went to a 1972, and then I went to, over the years, 1940s to a 2001.
Well, from everyone I've ever talked to that's bought a new home, you've got about 7 months left until you feel like it's your home and everything's how it should be.
This car's dead. This car's dead, This car's dead.
Christmas will help.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me money, please.
No, not money.
I'm making it.
But I'd rather see a green loan.
Green money and give me green. Just teasing. Well, we better get home. Two teenagers at home alone, and who knows what's going on.
God, you don't want to go home too early and catch them.
Don't have it on us, it hurts.
Okay. Yeah, but I remember what I was doing when I was 16.
Cody, you don't want that? Yeah, do you want to walk in on that?
Yes.
Oh, sick puppy.
Yeah,
have a nice night.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. 10 minutes to 11. Round 2 has just begun. Due to the booze, I will be here for at least another hour. Because YMCA came up and the girlfriend couldn't resist going back on the dance floor. This is 20 minutes after she promised that we would leave. At least at the next wedding I have to go to in September, I know the people that are getting married. This will make it easier to endure an entire night. Friday, July 19th, 11 p.m. It has been 6 long hours since this little foray into the madness of being dragged along to a wedding has begun. There was actually a point there, around 10 o'clock, where I had not opened my mouth to talk to anybody for so long that my lips were gummy and glued shut. Oh, God help me, I'd rather have my brains eaten out by maggots! 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 Today, I am getting drugged to one of the most insidious of female plots, a co-worker's wedding.
Feelings, nothing more than feelings, I'm trying to forget my feelings of hate.
Oh God, please let me die.
Beating on your face, trying to forget my feelings of hate.
Nope. I forgot to bring a book.
Feelings, all my life I'm feeling. Wish I never met you. You'll make me sick again.
No free food tonight.
Feelings, whoa.
This marriage is between two people that I do not know.
Feelings, feelings like I never liked you. Feelings like I want to kill you. Live in my heart.
I am not a friend of theirs.
Feelings, feelings like I want to deck you. Feelings like I gotta get you.
I am not a friend of anybody that they're related to. And I'm not a friend of anybody that they are friends with.
Feelings, whoa, feelings, whoa, feelings. You're not very nice.
I am so glad I chose the skinhead look to come over to this side of town with.
Go!
Exhibit A. Kilroy McFadden, stuck at a wedding where he knows nobody. Girlfriend is ignoring him. And there is nobody to talk to. So, plan B, get very, very drunk. Oh God help me, I'd rather have my brains eaten out by maggots!
Feelings, whoa, feelings, whoa, feelings. Pain's on my mind. Feelings, whoa, feelings, whoa, feelings.
The What I Wish I Didn't Know show has been brought to you by the McFadden Group, and I am sad. I'd like to kindly thank my sponsor, BFTP.net, and Spank Wagon Audio. Hey, listen to Trench on Sunday nights at midnight, Iowa time. This has been Fiore McFadden. Good night.